Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Stardish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. My name is Joanne, I'm your host for the night, and we are going to be picking up the phone to talk to a young man, actor on NBC's Community, Charlie Kuntz. Welcome so much to the show, Charlie. How are
Hello?
You?
I'm doing really well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
Great to have you stop by. I know we had a couple mishaps over the last month or so where I actually booked you, I think, on the wrong day or something, but so I do apologize for that.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm glad we finally got a chance to make it happen.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about yourself. From siblings, big family, little family, how you got into acting?
I have kind of a little family. We're kind of a condensed unit. it's my mom and dad and my sister. I have an older sister, about 4 years older than me, teaches third grade, so very proud of
nice.
Her. Yeah, I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area and went to high school up there, moved down to college in 2005 in L.A., thought I might want to be an actor, and basically how I got into it, I found a handful of people who were really, who turned out to be some fantastic mentors for me, and that was what I really needed, was somebody to draw it out, because I was a bit of a goof off in high school and college. So, you know, I ended up doing this student theater piece, and somebody saw me and asked me to do one of their shows, and turned out to be the head of the department, and a couple months later, I changed my major to theater, and there I was.
Wonderful.
So,
hey,
yeah.
You know, kids nowadays in college, you know, there's a lot of goofballs, and some just don't know what they want to do until it actually hits them, and some people do need it drawn out of them. I'm going through the same thing with my own kids, so I know what you're talking about. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. You
yeah.
know, certain people do it different ways, and sometimes you come upon it on your own fairly early, but I definitely needed some help, and I'm pretty lucky that people were willing to take the time to help me out.
Well, definitely need that, especially out in Hollywood. You need the good influences around you, good mentors and such, you know, to keep you kind of on the straight and narrow, so to speak. You know,
absolutely.
Focused. You know, you don't want to fall into that, you know, young Hollywood stereotypical kind of lifestyle, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. I don't think I'm young and beautiful enough to partake, so that I might count that as a good thing.
All right, well, listen, I'll beg to differ on that one. You need to knock that kind of talk off here. Everybody's young and beautiful on my show, so.
Absolutely.
Whatever.
Well, I appreciate that.
Whatever. Yeah, we don't do that here. So tell me about your character on Community.
Mr. Fat Neil,
yes,
he's you know, I'm happy to get to play him, and you know, obviously I have sort of a considerable frame to lug around, and you know, a lot of times you don't get the depth of character when you've got a character based sort of around a physical appearance. You don't get a whole ton of room to move, you know. A lot of it's just sort of a one-off joke or, you know, sort of a surface-level interaction with people. But that was one of the reasons that I wanted to do Neil, and why I love to do him so much is that that kind of stuff affected him in a really serious way, especially for a network sitcom. And that was the whole thing. You know, a couple days on set, I was trying really hard to make it funny and have it be as funny as the rest of the cast and the show that I love so much, but the right way to go ended up being just play it real, play it sad, and play it, you know, as real as it is. And then the situation's silly enough, so that does a lot of work for it. But yeah, I've been really lucky, and he's gotten to grow over the last few episodes I've done. Has a little girlfriend now, so I love Neil. Well, I love to see what he's up to.
Can't beat that. And we're moving to Fridays this fall on NBC. Now,
absolutely.
How do you feel about the change in the days?
You know, that's NBC stuff I don't know much about. I think it'll be fine. I think we have Thursday at 8 has always been an extremely difficult slot anyway. So we're used to an uphill battle. So I think since the fans did so much to get us back, hopefully they stick around with us and move with us to Fridays and stay as vocal as they have been. I think we'll be fine. I'm hoping that it's a show of confidence in us that we can do well in a Friday night slot because of how adamant our fans are. So hopefully it's a vote of confidence.
Well, I mean, it definitely is the show that chugged along, and the fans really did make a big difference as far as it staying on the air. And you got to love them for that. And
absolutely.
I applaud them for that. And that just shows what great product you all put out.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
To keep coming back.
Yeah, we all appreciate so greatly the fans, and, you know, Lord knows that we've put them through a lot over the last 3 years. So,
right.
But they keep growing and they keep getting stronger, and it's a really nice relationship. It's one of the rare symbiotic relationships in entertainment, I think, that the writers and the higher-ups of community are really listening to the fans, and the fans are really listening to us, and we communicate so often that it's one of the rare occurrences, I think. And that's why I think community gets to change week to week, and, you know, we really, the show and the fans are really walking hand in hand down this journey together, I think, and it's amazing.
Well, let's mention also that you guys were just, the show was just nominated, 6 nominations for Critics' Choice Awards.
I know, I heard that today. How fantastic is that?
Yeah, that's an awesome thing right there. And that, again, shows that it's a show that's coming along. It's going, and it'll get to the top with all of these pushes it's getting.
I think so. I was so happy to see Joel and Danny and Jim and Allison and Gillian and everybody just get all those nominations. That's really amazing. And it's been a rough couple of months, certainly, for everybody, with the hiatus and with all this other stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think it maybe brought a few more people to our show, and hopefully they like what they see and stick around. I'm really excited. I wish them all the best of luck.
Oh, I think it's going to be great. I really do. I got to talk to you about this little TMZ clip that I saw.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the time in the movie theaters when you were working in the movie theaters. That's pretty interesting.
I was actually working in theater. I think that guy misheard me. But
I think they thought you meant movie theater.
Right. Yeah, I used to. There's a theater actually right down the street from where I was standing, called the Ricardo Montalban Theater, and I started when I was in college. I was about a junior in college. I started to do Shakespeare with a company called Will and Company that worked out of that theater. And then I graduated and needed some money, so they gave me a job. And I was on the phone selling tickets and cleaning up the theater and all this kind of stuff. So I did find a few, sort of shady objects in the seats, but I was never the one partaking. I wish. That would have been great. That would have been a much more interesting story.
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty interesting, even, you know, if they misheard you for a movie theater. I mean, you're sitting in a play.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know, come on now. I mean, hey, listen,
yeah,
I guess if they want it, they're going to get it where they want it.
Absolutely. I always wonder if it was people sneaking in after the shows were over. I always had a sneaking suspicion. There were a couple of other people that worked in the theater with us, a couple of other companies. So I always wondered if it was somebody who had a key and came in late at night to do their nefarious acts.
Uh-huh.
But clean up after yourself is all I'm saying. You know, have some fun, but Let's try to keep it hygienic, I think.
Okay, yes, definitely bring some Lysol to the theater with you.
Yeah, it's funny that you saw that, though.
Yes, well, yeah, it was pretty funny to watch. Let's see, I wanted to talk to you also about, as far as your acting career goes, okay, you're in Community now. It's a great starting role. Where do you want to go as an actor? What do you want to do? Like, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
I just want to keep working. I've been really fortunate to have the things that, A, sort of come across my path, and B, end up being something that somebody's interested in, mm-hmm. in really interesting projects. So I'm pretty happy right now. My hope for the next 5 years is that it keeps going how it's going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who knows how long Community will last, so, you know, that'll have to end eventually. But TV, movies, I'm definitely one of those guys that just wants to stay busy and stay working, mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. And just doing interesting things. I think... Hopefully, hopefully some of the stuff that I've done already, some people get to see, and hopefully that'll afford me an opportunity to do some more interesting things.
Right. Now, tell me about the film Rubber is what I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
You went over to Paris. Tell me about that.
That was amazing. That was one of the best times of my life. I was just out of school, and I went in to audition, and it was my first job that I had ever gotten, my first professional gig, and, you know, I was over the moon that somebody wanted to pay me to act. And then I got out to the desert for 4 or 5 days and, you know, ended up on set of this bizarre little flick, and it was just a whirlwind, you know. I
mm-hmm.
saw where we were at, and we were having fun, and the director was so amazing. He's one of the directors that I think are really great sometimes, if you can use it appropriately, that says, you know, I hired you for a reason, do what you do. So
mm-hmm.
not a whole ton of direction, but there's a lot of trust in those relationships. And
right.
the movie was so strange, we had to trust the material, and he trusted us to interpret it how we wanted. And then we all went our separate ways, and a couple months later I got a call that we were going to France, that we were going to premiere at the Cannes Film Festival, and I was beside myself.
That's amazing. I mean, especially with your first job out there, no?
Yeah, absolutely. I was, you know, I was broke, and I really, really desperately wanted to go, and I had a friend of mine who actually ran that Shakespeare company, and
mm-hmm.
I was working at the theater at the time, and I got the call, and I said, oh, man, I would love to go. I would just, that would be so fantastic, but I can't because I'm so broke. And he
mm-hmm.
looked at me and said, you got to go. I was like, well, I can't go. I don't have any money. He gave me, he gifted me, like I think 160,000 frequent flyer miles or something. To make that trip. And then, you know, I said, no, I can't do it. But he brought up an excellent point. You know, there are so many actors that work so long. You know, you can have a 20, 30, 40 year career and never have an opportunity to be there. You know,
mm-hmm.
and see the stairs and see the carpet and see the hundreds of photographers, and the streets are packed and it's just a big party. And
mm-hmm.
It was just really fantastic. And he said that you may never get another shot of this. And I said, well, hell, I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
So it was one of the
God.
Nicest things anyone's ever done for
that.
Me.
That's fantastic. I mean, the generosity of some people. And that, you know, those are the kind of people that you need behind you. Are you still friends with that person?
Absolutely. One of my best friends.
Perfect. And that's what you need. You need people like that. I think a lot of actors and actresses, you know, they get with friends who they think are their friends, and then it becomes somewhat of a competition or a tit for tat, and then they don't so much support each other than they do, you know, kind of bring each other down.
Right.
And then all of them will crash. So I'm glad to see that, you know, you young starting out, that you have that in your corner.
I absolutely do, and I'm very fortunate. I think you're right. I think it's such an interesting business to be in because
mm-hmm.
it's not like you just go to work and come home. You know,
right.
There's a lot of it that is it becomes a lifestyle thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have
right.
to, you know, you go to work at the studio, but you still have to leave the studio and be in Hollywood. And there's so many young actors, and so many of them are so competitive, or this and that, or the other thing. You really got to stay on your toes. So it's amazing to have people like that, and I'm lucky to have many of them.
And that's great. And then also you're competing with reality TV as well.
Right.
I mean, you have all these people that are jumping onto a television screen doing the most ridiculous things on the planet just to become famous. And unfortunately, as a society, we can't look away. It's like a big train wreck. So,
yeah.
You know, they become their, whatever you want to call, superstars or however they want to call themselves. But, you know, so that's a big thing as well.
Absolutely. I think I'm always pulling for the people on that one. I hope that, and I think that they see the value of certain people against the lack of value of others. And those reality stores really burn hot and bright for a second. But you know, I'd love to have a career where I can stay slow and steady and
mm-hmm.
put out some stuff that can be important to people. You know, it's certainly as an actor, you run the risk of aggrandizing yourself, but
mm-hmm.
I know how important films and television are to me, and I sort of want to be that for someone else, and I think it's working out so far. So hopefully.
That's awesome. That's-
Hopefully we can keep working.
I think so. I think that you're going to do just fine, really. I do.
Thank you.
Let's see. There was a couple other things I wanted to talk to you about. Just a couple little inside questions about Charlie. Who's your favorite comedian?
That's an excellent question. Louis C.K. is my favorite comedian. I think he's fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's fantastic. He's certainly blue, but my favorite thing about his whole act is and Louis is a perfect example. His show is a perfect example of it, is that it can be so crass, but those are the real moments, you know what I mean? Those are the
mm-hmm.
moments that nobody
mm-hmm.
talks about, that you really got to get in there. And, you know, some of the sweetest stuff I've seen in a long time is the stuff that he does with his daughters on the show and in his stand-up and everything. So I die laughing. I think he's my favorite.
Okay. Now, as an actor,
who's your favorite?
Me, you know what? I have to stick old school and go with, like, Eddie Murphy and Richard Pryor. And
there you go.
I love that kind of stuff. I mean, I remember being, I think I was like 13 years old and sneaking in my mother's room and pulling out, you know, the back then Betamax tapes. Hello.
Yeah.
The VCR.
Watching absolutely. Those leather suits.
I love that. Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. I love, love, love that kind of stuff. But you know who I really get a kick out of it? And you can't even, if you want to call her a comedian or whatever, I mean, it's like, Betty White, I mean, I think she's hysterical.
Really?
You know, I think that, you know, just the fact that she's older and the things that she does and says on television, I think she's just great. She does make me laugh, so, yeah.
Well,
I have
she's
to
got
something like that.
Yeah, she's a great example. I mean, you can't take the stuff too seriously, I think, and she's got a pretty good sense of humor about everything.
Absolutely, yeah.
Which makes people laugh.
It's just fantastic. Right. So now, also, just starting out and getting into things, who's somebody that you, like, are dying to work with in your entire career before you're done acting that you have to have at least done one scene with?
An actor?
Yeah, actor, okay. Actress, whoever.
Okay. Well, obviously you'd have to say Meryl Streep. You got to go in for that one. I mean, that's sort of like, that's... that's kind of at the top of everyone's dance card, I think.
It is, I think, yes.
Just to be there for one. You know who I've always loved is I have to say Philip Seymour Hoffman is absolutely. He might be a notch above Meryl. Philip Seymour Hoffman, I think, is amazing, and I would love to just be in a room with that guy. I'd love to model a career
after him.
Yeah, one of my favorite things about him is, he's not he's sort of on the other end of the spectrum of a Brad Pitt. But, I have never once thought that about him. You know what I mean?
Right.
When I'm really watching
him.
It's, I have never once even considered the way that he looks, but just the way that that character is.
Right.
So that's one of the things that I have really grown to value for me is that, you know, his looks don't inform,
define him as an actor.
Yeah, exactly. And they don't define his characters either.
Right.
And
right.
I think that's amazing. I think he brings the house down every time. I almost flew out to New York to see him in Death of a Salesman. I was close. I had my finger on the mouse. I was going to do it.
Well, you know, you never know. Yeah, when now that you're out and about in Hollywood and even in Cannes, who have you been most starstruck by that you've run into or crossed paths with?
That's a good question. I don't know. Let me think. Who was I super pumped about? I met The Bachelor when I was at Sundance. That was kind of fun. I think I was at Sundance and I was, let's see. No, yeah, I did. I went to a party and I met Bryan Cranston, who I thought was amazing. And I think I was really, really affected by just how nice he was. And, you know, he's had such a long career before Breaking Bad really shot him into the stratosphere. And that's the kind of stuff that really, really impresses me. And,
right.
But yeah, so I loved meeting him. Let's see. He's definitely the top, I think.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Are these boring answers? I wish I had somebody like Zac Efron.
Not at all. No, you know what?
I just love meeting Efron.
I like the fact that you're answering, I mean, other than Meryl Streep, she's the obvious for everybody that I ask that question to. You know, I mean, your answers are true to form to who you are, and I think that a lot of people that I do talk to tend to weigh in on the politically correct side, you know, which,
right.
You know, come on, let's be real, you know, there's nothing fake about this show, just say what you freaking gotta say,
totally.
Don't tell me what I want to hear or what you think I want to hear, say what you mean.
I agree. Who do most people say about you? Oh, thanks.
I'm sorry?
I said, who do most people say besides Meryl Streep?
Oh, they go for Al Pacino or Robert De Niro Brad Pitt, George Clooney, you know, these, you know, so-called, like, untouchables, you know. Well, maybe not Al Pacino. I mean, he's done some stuff lately that I never would have thought that I would have thrown him to, but, you
not
know,
quite
I
as
mean,
untouchable anymore?
Yeah, I don't think so, you know, but, you know, Robert De Niro, I could see that being a dream job with somebody, you know what I mean, for that thing. But I think with a lot of, his stuff, you know, you either got to be in the mob or it's got to be some sort of mob movie or, I mean, he touches on comedies here and there, but he's funny when he's not being or trying to be funny, I should say.
Yeah.
You know, you give him a comedic role and it's not so funny. And he's got to be funny just being himself. You know what
Absolutely.
I'm saying? So,
absolutely.
All stereotypical stuff, and I don't like that. You know, it's like, I think actors that take those roles and end up staying with them end up stereotyping themselves to one genre of entertainment, and then to see them in something else, they're like, oh God, that person can't act in that kind of thing. They belong in a mob movie, and I'm not with all that. I'd rather see everybody kind of spread their wings and go.
Well, I do love me a mob movie. That's certainly true.
I'm a Godfather girl. You know, I mean,
I'm
totally, totally mob into it. But for actors, I mean more so like, let's do Vincent Pastore, okay?
Yeah.
He's big pussy to everybody. It doesn't matter where he goes. He'll always be big pussy. It don't matter what he does. And you know what I'm saying? It's like no matter what he does and no matter what he's done since, the only thing he's going to be remembered for are his roles in mob movies, that kind of thing.
That's true. But that's, not necessarily the worst thing in the world.
No, not the worst, but I don't know. I think that, I would think that as an actor, you would want to kind of be able to go to different areas, whether it be a comedy role or a sad role or this or that, you know what I mean? But, again, I'm not an actor, but that's just my perception of it.
Absolutely. No, I think it is definitely an odd business from the actor's perspective because,
mm-hmm.
it's hard to get into, it's hard mm-hmm. to really get that train to leave the station, and especially early on. I've been very lucky with the things that I've gotten to do, but especially early on, you got to really debate where, your rent and where your art sort of come into contact with each other. And, I think the impetus is really to work and really, I think everybody wants to grow and wants to do those things, but it is always very disappointing when somebody gets stuck in something or can't really move around.
Right, right. Well, I don't see that with you, so I think that you're going to be one of those multidimensional kind of actors.
Well, I hope so. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. I'll do my best.
Well, I think that you're on the right path. Listen, Charlie, I'm glad that we got to do this, and always welcome back.
Wonderful. And I hope to be back soon.
You will, anytime, and I will keep in touch with you on Twitter. I love chatting with everybody on Twitter, and everybody can follow Charlie at Charlie, CHARLEY _ KOONTZ. And look for Community on Friday night. It's new night on NBC in the fall. And we'll see more of Mr. Charlie Kuntz, I'm sure, somewhere else on a big screen or another television show.
Hopefully.
Yes. From our lips to the big suits out there in Hollywood, it'll happen.
Absolutely.
Charlie, thank you so much for stopping by. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And you're my kind of guy, so always got your back now.
Joanne, thank you so much. You are lovely. I had a fantastic time.
Oh, thanks so much, Charlie. All right, everybody, thanks so much for tuning in tonight. June 11th, Hart Getson, author. Come on back. Check out StarDishRadio.com for details, times, and dates, and new guests. Thanks, everyone. Have a good night.
Hi, I'm Joe Manganiello, and you're listening to StarDish Radio.
Hey, this is Katarina Graham from The Vampire Diaries, and you're listening to StarDish Radio.